Just his experience, you know, 8 years in the league as an offensive coordinator. His ability to develop quarterbacks, and obviously that's something that is going to be key for our franchise moving forward. The development of Blake and his offense to tailor to a young offense.
Was he on your guys' radar from the start?
He was. From the beginning, he was. And I know it's a guy that Gus did not want to lose out on, and he was a guy that through the whole process kind of stood out to us as a guy that was a perfect fit for us in Jacksonville.
How tricky is it when, you know, clubs can block interests that you have and stuff like that, just the process in general?
Yeah, the process is, you know, when coaches sign contracts, they have to understand that there's a chance that a team could block them. That's not necessarily our philosophy here. You know, we're never going to deprive somebody of a better opportunity unless we can provide an equal opportunity to them here. So I think, you know, it's part of the business, and you have to, you know, it's the rules. So it's just you have to kind of navigate through it to find out as teams play who's going to be available, who's not going to be available, and you got to get your guy when you can get him. And we're excited to get Greg.
Did you interview everybody you wanted to?
Yeah, we did, for the most part. You know, everybody we were privileged to interview, we interviewed, and so we were fortunate to do that.
Was Greg a guy that was on your radar at all when he was there in 2013?
Yeah, I know we knew him very well in terms. I remember my time in Atlanta when we played him in Tampa, and what he did there with Josh Freeman and that young offense. They went 10-6 that year and did a really nice job, kind of exceeded everybody's expectations, and did a really nice job with the young quarterback. So I've known about Greg for a long time. I know Gus has worked with him, and all the feedback we get on him is extremely good.
Is that the biggest positive with him, the way he develops? You know, Freeman had his best year, what he did with Carr last year.
Yeah, for us, developing a quarterback and just putting him in position to succeed. You combine him with Coach Marone and with those two guys working together, I think that's a lot of experience coming into our room that we did not have previously.
His numbers aren't great the last couple of years at Oakland. Was it easy to look past that and say, hey, let's zero in on, did he make individual guys better?
Yeah, and there is. You watch our film and you see not only did he make individual guys better, but you saw them get a lot better throughout the season. And with a young roster, I think, you know, with this league is, you know, it's obviously a talent acquisition league, and you want to accumulate as much talent on your roster with players, but also with your coaching staff. And I think where teams really start to hit it off is when the talent and the coaches kind of meet, and they can take really good players and make them into very good players. So I think for the most part, you know, coaches, it's kind of a can be an arbitrary thing at times, but you have to do your research and find out who the good coaches are and hopefully put the coaches in good position to succeed too.
Is it important in that respect not to always look at numbers? Because fans always want to look at numbers.
Yeah, don't, because, you know, there's teams. The important part for us is it's not where you rank offensively, it's not where you rank defensively, it's where you come out at the end. And what do you need to do to have your best performance in a game and come out and win a game? And if it's 100 yards passing and 150 yards rushing and you win 9-3, well, that's what you need to do, because it's a team game, and you have to have it where offense and defense and special teams all play as one.
When's the first time Blake and Greg can meet?
Phase one, April 20th. April 20th.
That's the first time you'd be able to hand out a playbook and talks.
Yep.
What do you think? Does that limit Blake's off season at all, or does Frank have given some finer points to work on?
Yeah, no. Blake has a really good plan. He's laid it out, what he wants to do, what he wants to accomplish in the off season. He's already started it. He took, I think, 2 weeks off, and he's just kind of getting his body back to square one, and now he's going to focus on everything he needs to improve on from a technical standpoint and fundamentally. So when he gets here April 1st, and we're ready to roll.
How encouraging is that he's going to have a bunch of the receivers in San Diego?
It's very encouraging, and I know he's got a tight bond with not only the receivers but the offensive line group as a whole.
Well, the attention's on the offensive coordinator, but was Marone almost as important with the young offensive lineman you had?
It was a very important hire for us, and it was very good to get a guy that's well-regarded in the NFL as an offensive line coach, and you know what he brings to the table in terms of his pass protection and in the running game.
Did you like the pace of how the process played out?
Yeah, I you know, when I sat down with Gus and Shai, I said, we're going to be thorough. We're going to go through it. We're going to examine every candidate on our radar and as much as we can and let the process take care of itself. It's no different than what we do with players. It's no different than what we do in the draft or free agency. We're going to go through a process, and we're going to be patient with it and make sure that we do the right thing, not only for the coaching staff, but for the players and the city of Jacksonville.
With Marone, did you feel it was important to get some experience?
Yeah, both those guys, we felt it was important to get some veteran presence there with a young offensive team that have two guys that have done a lot of different things in their career. Doug brings an element of assistant head coach, too, which he's been a head coach at not only the pro level but the college level. So he relates well to the players, and I think it's a really good situation for us.
There are no long-term hires in the NFL, but Marone obviously will be a – you would think would be a candidate to be a head coach again somewhere quickly.
Yeah, hopefully no, I mean, like we told all those guys, it's a hopefully they are head coaches again, and hopefully that means we did something right here. And so we're all for it. If they come in, do what they're supposed to do, and our players do what they're supposed to do, and we have success here, well, I'm going to be the first one to recommend it as a head coach. So.
Do you think will Greg get to Jacksonville this week?
I believe not till next week.
Is there any other? Do you have to review the rest of the staff at this point?
That's going to be up to Greg and Coach Bradley. Yeah.
What do you think? Gus said he learned a lot during this process. When you sat in with him, how do you think it benefited him as a head coach?
I think for Gus, it helps him not only for right now in the future and the hires we made, but I think just going through the process and finding out about, you know, different teams, how they do certain things with players. And not only that, but, you know, we have a short list now of, you know, guys that we felt did really good job interviews. We had some great interviews. And guys that in the future, if somebody moves on to be a head coach somewhere or moves on for a better opportunity, well, we have a pretty good short list of guys we can draw from.
Marone was not a zone blocking guy, I don't think, up in Buffalo. Is that, you guys still committed to that? It's not going to change?
Yeah, I think for the most part, with between zone, gap scheme, he's versed in both of them. He can do it all. It really depends on our players. And both these guys, what they're going to do is put our players in the best position to succeed.
How involved was Shad at the end of this process?
He was involved, and his wisdom was terrific. You know, he left the decision up to obviously Gus and myself, and really Gus is the driving factor with the coaching staff. But he was just very supportive. Gave us anything we needed in terms of transportation, and so he was really good. Came in met with all the candidates at the end, and you know, just was really good with it.
David, how much? I'm sorry, it's just a college quarterback question for you.
Sure.
You guys obviously drafted a quarterback last year very high. Talking to some other people around the league, you're saying it's getting harder and harder with the evaluation process because of the spread game, and it's almost like two different games now. As someone who made a very high pick last year as a quarterback, what do you see where that is going right now, and how tough is it?
Well, it's just not the quarterback position. It's every position. And, you know, Coach Bradley and our coaching staff, where they excel is they know that they have to develop our players. And the NFL is becoming a developmental league for us. So that's the important part of it. And, you know, you just have to understand what you're getting and put those guys in position to succeed.
Is there a balance there, though? Because you say it's a developmental league, but it's also you got to – if your guy doesn't develop pretty quickly, it's a reflection on everybody.
Well, not necessarily. Everybody develops at a different age. I think about my 7-year-old son. He's doing some things that 9-year-old kids are doing, and he's doing some things that 5-year-old kids are doing. So everybody develops different. It's no different than life. And, you know, you can't speed up the process if you're not able to. And so you just have to be patient, and you have to work to make your decisions work.
Second straight year for this staff. Have you guys changed anything up in terms of how you run the practices or meetings?
No, everything's been really kind of cookie cutter from what it was last year.
So well.
It worked really well for us last year, and you're limited here in terms of the time where you have to start practicing with TV and everything. But we're here for evaluation part of it, as well as the other 31 teams. So you want to make sure that the other 31 teams get to see these players, and the players can showcase what they want to do.
Very broad question, but is the rosters as strong as last year?
Yeah, it's very good, and I think it's you know, better in certain positions, you know, than it was last year, and weaker at other positions like any other year. But there's some really good players. There'll be some players in this game that will be on our team at you know, to start next year.
The guys you took last year from this game, how much did being around here change any opinion you guys had of them?
Especially with the later guys, you know, Brandon Linder was a guy that we really liked, and he did not have a great week here last year. But there were some reasons why he didn't. And being around him for the week, you kind of understood it. And then same with like Telvin and Aaron Colvin. And, you know, Aaron Colvin tore his ACL on our watch. So, but we got to know him for a day and a half and realized that, hey, this kid's going to do whatever he needs to do to get back on the field. And so we were okay with drafting him with the torn ACL and knowing that he was going to rehab and do everything in his power to get back. And Telvin Smith was another one. And then Chris Smith was really one that we felt like we didn't know really what position he was going to play. Evaluated him through the year. Was he a stand-up linebacker? Was he a 3-4 guy? Was he a defensive end? And then having him here for the week, realized that he'd be a good Leo fit for us. So
it helps, especially when you've got guys that are maybe not ideal size for positions or weight or
absolutely. And it also helps us eliminate the guys that maybe, you know what, kind of guys that we may not fit for us, too.
On the north team.
Do you guys have a specific plan for these athletes when you get here already, or do you kind of like to see them on the field before you
say? No, we have a plan. There's certain guys, like just like the Auburn corner or the quarterback from Auburn yesterday, said, you know, Gus said, hey, should we play him at corner? I said, yeah, we should play him at corner, play him on special teams, see what he can do. And so everybody, whether it's a corner or safety or moving them around, we're going to see what they can do. And this is our week to figure it out and have that opportunity where we don't have to go work them out in the spring to find out.
Deep at edge rusher from what you're seeing?
Yeah, pretty good. It's a very, especially in the top half of the draft.